The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. Good morning or day or evening. Why don't we go ahead and get started for today? So we'll begin meditating together. So please settle into your meditation posture. Maybe just taking a moment to really feel the body and arrive at this place in front of your computer or phone or tablet, wherever you are. And just have a sense that you're here and you're now joining this. We can release whatever we were doing to get here. If possible, letting go of things you're thinking about for later today or things that happened earlier today, things you need to do or want to say, and just having a sense of being here with your mind and body as they are. If you're comfortable doing so, you can close your eyes. Feel into the sense of the body sitting or standing or lying down, whatever posture you're in. And we want to find some kind of balance in the body. When the body is stable and balanced, then that supports that same thing in the mind. So, paying some attention to the position of the head over the torso, the shoulders balanced and soft and poised over the hips. The place where you're sitting, the body rising up straight from that. And generally softening. When we have places of tension, then we can't as easily find a natural balance because things are being held. So softening the jaw, the neck, shoulders, down through the arms and hands. Softening the belly and the low back. Down into the legs and feet. So allowing the straightness of the central part of the body to just be holding the rest, which can soften around it. Connecting in with a simple object in the present moment, such as the sensations of the breath, or the general sensations of the body, or sounds, something simple that we can use as a home base for attention. Just inviting ease in the body and the mind. This is a way of just letting go what's right at the surface and is willing to let go. We're not trying to make anything happen or judge that certain things shouldn't be there. We just invite some degree of ease. And then I'd like to suggest a certain form of practice that you could try out or do this morning or whatever time of day it is. And if it doesn't work for you, that's okay. But I'd like to suggest what's called the noting practice or labeling, where when we feel or sense something in our body and mind, we have a gentle one-word note of what it is. So it connects us to experience. So for example, we might feel warmth. And then the next moment we notice that you've heard my voice, so the note is hearing. And then there's a thought coming through, so it's thinking. Notes are very simple, just expressions of what's happening, and doesn't have to be different every moment. You could be noting pressure, pressure, pressure. If your attention is lingering at the place where you're sitting, for example. So it's very meant to be very easy, a way of engaging part of the thinking mind such that it's not running off. The important thing about notes is not to get hung up on them. You make a note and then you wonder, was that the right note? Or you puzzle over, what was that? How should I note that? It's already gone on. The moment has already moved on. So make a simple note, or if you can't think of one, you can just say something. Something is an acceptable note. The only note that I was not encouraged to use is pain, because pain is abstract. It's a concept. And so we would look for something more accurate and more visceral, like pulling or tension or heat or stabbing, something that conveys the feeling. Okay, so what this does is it helps the mind to be clear, connected simply to what is happening. I'll have a little more to say in a moment, but just try it out for a few minutes. It's recommended that you put about 90% of your attention on the actual experience and 10 or maybe even only 5% on the note. So it's very light. This is not an exercise in naming. It's just keeping the mind connected. as we notice how the mind is doing the noting practice, one of the things that we can notice is the tone of voice with which we are noting. So is there some subtle judgment in the note? Is there some subtle wanting, inclining toward favoring things that are peaceful, or pointing out things that shouldn't be there? It's interesting to hear which voice is doing the noting. And if so, that's one more thing to note while judgment is happening. Particularly helpful when we can begin to gain some facility in noting emotions and thoughts. So being able to simply say sadness, anger, or joy helps us to not be so reactive to those mind states when they're happening. And also forms of thought like planning or remembering. We can just say thinking for all of them, but sometimes there's a differentiation into types of thought. And again, that makes it less likely that we'll get on the train and go along with them. But again, keeping 90 to 95% of attention on the actual experience. Of course, noting is just one form of practice, but I find that it helps my mind to be deeply honest about what is happening in my own experience. And practice evolves, I think, only when we are deeply honest about what's actually happening. When we have that level of honesty with ourselves, then we become trustworthy stewards of our own heart, and our own practice, it's really only safe if we can be really open about everything that's coming in the body and the mind. So we'll sit in silence for a while now, and I'll invite you to either continue with the noting, if that was working, or to move on to whatever other practice you have. But whatever you do, to have a commitment to being very honest about what's going on, it's all fine, just as you sit here with the body and mind as they are. It is said that seeing is loving. Part of what love is to really see someone or something as it is, to just be with that. So there's a way in which this deep honesty about what's really happening in mind and body is a form of loving, and hence healing all the parts of our being. So rest for a few minutes in the sense of care that is present in this kind of clear honesty. And this simple honesty that we cultivate on the cushion can serve us out in the world also. The degree to which we have the inner capacity to know our own feelings and responses and thoughts that are coming up as we go throughout the day, those help us to respond well. We won't say or act on everything that is coming up in ourselves. You know, as we talk with someone else, we have all kinds of our own feelings and responses. And if we have enough mindfulness, we can know those, take them in as data, and then choose how to respond clearly and carefully to this other person. But if somehow we aren't willing to see everything that's coming up in us, if we're blocking some of our own experience, that will distort a little bit how we interact with people. Of course, we all do that to some degree because we're not 100% able to see our mind usually, but we do our best. And this is an inner form of ethics. And the more that we can be clear about our own experience, then the more straightforward and clearly we can walk through the world, and that helps everyone. It also models for other people a direct and simple and virtuous way of being. So may our practice support ever more inner clarity and outer straightforwardness.
Thank you.